Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Done this before. Once or twice or three times or, I don't know, 26 or 7 times. You've been with me on Christmas Eve. How many times do you know?
I don't know. 8, 9, 10 maybe.
Yeah. All right. Well, to you and your family and to all who are listening, good night. What's the and to all a good night. So yes, let's have a nice pre-Christmas program with lots of good news, hopefully. And in that twist and turn tomorrow, we'll be on the air live. Kenny and I will be here tomorrow at this same time with no points of contention, with no bloodbaths, with no adjustments to your shorts, no damage, none of that stuff. Tomorrow will all be about Christmas, the Christmas music, the Christmas stories, what you're doing, the things that we want to know and need to know about you. So be with me tomorrow if you'd like. The only live program on anywhere, I think, in the country. But what that says, I don't know. But I'll be happy to be with you. 888-302-3684. Our focus today, and you're looking at perhaps headlines, and you'll see things like Sony planning limited release of The Interview. In fact, the real story here is that hackers did the dirty deed inside. The more I look into this, Kenny, the more credible, the more incredible or uncredible the FBI story is. If those of you who are listening are saying, wait a minute, what's he talking about? The hack that crippled Sony Pictures caused them not to release the movie The Interview is an inside job. That's more what it's looking like than anything else. That is, somebody inside Sony, who knew their way around, obviously, had to be pretty good at this, Kenny. Somebody inside made it look like the North Koreans and maybe even the Chinese had their fingerprints on this, when in fact they did not. This is somebody inside. As the story unfolds, I'm betting we're going to find this person who's only identified at the moment as Lisa. This person has a maximum grudge, and Sony has to be all over this by now. They've got to be looking at internal records. They've got to be seeing who was dissed, somebody that was an unhappy employee who had the critical bona fides to be able to pull this off. And that's where this is going to happen. So, under the circumstances, if you were Sony, what would you do? I'm not talking about the person who's responsible for the hack. What do you do with this movie? The movie is scheduled to be played on a couple of hundred independent screens starting tomorrow. And you know as well as I do, those screens are going to be jammed. If you own an independent theater and you got 4 screens, are you going to be playing anything but this movie on the 4 screens? No, you're going to be playing it. People will be lining up outside. It'll be a free-for-all. But if Sony was smart, they'd just say, okay, now, it may be the way the scheduling takes place, because a lot of times these movie theaters schedule out as far as a year. So if they had to vamp quickly and get another movie in, or they expanded or just kept a movie there late, I mean, they can do all those things, Kenny, right? They just keep a movie another week that might have been on that screen. Or they come up with, they duplicate. If there's a successful movie like the Chris Kyle movie that's coming out tomorrow, American Sniper, that might be, instead of on 2 screens at a multiplex, could be on 3 screens. Although I will say, as a commentary, in the last hour, we had the fellow that co-authored the book with Chris Kyle before he died, American Sniper, the movie that's Clint Eastwood's directorial. I think it's very inappropriate to be releasing that on Christmas Day. I do. I don't even know what, you know, whether the interview is a good thing to release on Christmas. It's a place to, if you appreciate the humor of guys like Rogan, then maybe you have a good time by going to it. It's better to laugh. But to have a sniper movie, I just find it hard to swallow. That's just me. You may have a different opinion, of view. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG, email to Ken or Jen. Yes, Jennifer's there somewhere. She's here. I shouldn't say there. She's here. She's there, but she's here, if you know what I mean. And Kenny, Richie's on vacay in Panama. So that's the Christmas, the pre-Christmas lineup here on Good Day. What are people saying once we expose this Sony story? Get any feedback? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day, Kenny, on the possibilities that this is an inside job?
I think it is. Nothing yet.
Okay. What do you think?
I thought there was something fishy about this from the get-go.
Really?
I thought it was just a put-on by Sony. They have certainly been working it to their advantage, mm-hmm. whether it was, you know, the possibility of streaming it on Crackle that hardly anyone has ever heard of,
right.
or now it's going to be released. It's going to be a hit, and this looked like a stinker of a movie.
Right.
And now it's going to be a hit.
Excuse me, it's like you got too much chocolate. Too much of a good thing. This will be, it cost them $68 million to make the movie. They spent $15 million promoting it. So that means they got $82 million into this. My bet is that it makes that back. As soon as they get a wide release on this, they make it back in the first or second week. That's how, and this is, Kenny said, stinker of a movie. This guy Rogan hasn't really, I don't even begin to understand why people think he's entertaining. How does a guy like that get to the position? Franco, I see a little bit. James Franco's in the movie with him. But Rogan just seems like an obnoxious, self-absorbed boob. That's what you get by watching him in an interview. That's what you get by watching him. That's what I get anyway. Everybody's different. Otherwise, if he weren't popular to a certain extent, he wouldn't have gotten as far as he has. So maybe I'm in the minority. What do you think of him and his acting?
I can take it or leave it. There have been a couple things I've seen him in that I enjoyed. I was probably one of the few who really liked the Green Hornet that they did a few years ago.
I saw that on a plane, and I did chuckle a few times. More at the guy who played Kato than at him.
Right.
But some of the cars, I mean, that was okay.
That was kind of fun.
Yeah, it was. I agree with you. Yeah. But other than that, well, at any rate, not to overcook that, but that's the story in terms of entertainment. It's 14 after the hour. Now, in terms of last-minute gifts, I'm not sure this is going to work for Christmas, but it may be a good thing for you to keep in mind when it comes to how to take care of your friends and loved ones who like coffee. BuzzBox Coffee is the official coffee of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, and you can get your first bag of BuzzBox free. You can sign up other people free. You can get to those people who are just tired. If you know about coffee, if you have conversations with people about coffee, and you find that most people are like you, they're just tired of it, but you become, it's an interesting, I had to go down to the corner store to get some coffee for, I didn't have to, but I wanted to go down and get a jar of coffee. And I picked up, the only thing they had in the convenience store was Folgers. Now I can remember, what's the old, was the line, something or other, Folgers in your cup? What do I remember? You remember that jingle, Kenny?
Part of waking up.
Ah, that's right, is Folgers. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, something. Yeah, I got it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's not the case anymore. The best part of waking up is having BuzzBox coffee in your cup. You will not ever understand it until you actually smell it and taste it. So, and by the way, this coffee's been around since 1950. The people who have, it was a local coffee, and they were trading, this is a fair traded item, by the way. It was a South American coffee, comes from areas where Arabica coffee does the best. It's the top 1% grade Arabica that goes into BuzzBox, and you'll get it when you open your BuzzBox. Merry Christmas from people who care about you. That's the message. If you get a box of BuzzBox coffee, you'll get it from somebody who cares about you. Get started. You'll want to sign up. You'll want to get other people to sign up. Call 866-456-7805. Very compelling message, because most coffees have antifreeze in them, if you didn't know that. There is the beans are so bitter, the taste is so bad, they got to cover it up with the chemicals. You've heard me talk perhaps about all of the coffee. You know, why do they have lattes and why do they have this flavor coffee and that flavor? Because the coffee itself is bad that they're giving you. So get the best coffee. 866-456-7805, the number for BuzzBox Coffee. Sign up. Great Christmas or post-Christmas. Just, you know, you heard this for the first time today. Okay. So you'll put a note in the stocking of the person that's a coffee lover and say, I signed you up for BuzzBox. It'll be here soon. Free coffee the first time around to get you hooked. Reality, that's what they want. They want you to be hooked, and you will be on BuzzBox Coffee when you dial 866-456-7805. You can get started.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift that 11 Etsy polish and dollar glitter eyeliner, 9 shiny gift cards, our skin protected, 7 feeler glosses, risky declined by Benefit, 5 Urban Decay naked palette, 4 living smooth hair products, 3 Daisy Green perfume, 2 Face Cosmetics, and 1 luxury bathrobe, 3 $40 fragrance purchase while supply lasts. Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
The risks to your money have never been greater. Don't Bank on It is a hot new book which exposes 20 major risks. Here's the first three shocking risks covered in this book. Number one, under current law, you don't own your own bank account. Your deposits are an, quote, unsecured asset belonging to the bank. What you own is an IOU. Number two, the FDIC only has enough reserves to cover 7% of the total deposits they insure. Number three, today cyber criminals can instantly steal your savings, identity, and credit. No wonder so many Americans have been hoarding cash and gold. What more can you do to save your life savings? Well, call 800-BUY-COIN, that's 800-289-2646, and request a free copy of Don't Bank on It, a $20 value free. Don't wait. Call 800-BUY-COIN, 800-BUY-COIN, or go to SwissAmerica.com/free.
The holidays are right around the corner, and I'm here with my good friend Wendell Brown, who is helping guys everywhere put their best faces forward. We are at the Art of Shaving on the Upper West Side. Now, what do you have in store for us today, Wendell?
Grooming is super important for guys, especially during the holidays, socializing, going to parties, so you want to put your best face forward. We're here with our master barber, John, who's going to show us the four elements of the perfect shave. First, you'll want to prepare with a pre-shave to protect the skin and soften the beard. Next, you're going to lather up for a close and comfortable shave. Shaving, for the proper technique, you want to go the same direction as your beard grows. And last, moisturize with the aftershave balm.
Now, here at the Art of Shaving, they make that process look simple, but can guys do this at home?
Absolutely, if you have the right products.
These products make great gifts, don't they?
Absolutely, Raina. Whether it's the Lexington Collection gift set or the Sandalwood full-size kit, they're both excellent for holiday.
Terrific. You can't go wrong if you're giving the guy you love the Art of Shaving in a box.
And all these products are available at theartofshaving.com.
18:19, actually, after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. The Dow Jones average and the S&P 500, which is a better indicator. Good news here for those of you who are investors into record territory. 5% economic growth, strong consumer sentiment. And so when you look back from when all the problems started in 2008 and you look at what's going on right now, this apparently is the strongest period of economic, whether you call it growth, stability, maybe. The Dow Jones crossing 18,000 for the first time, closing there. It was up 64 points. S&P up 3.6, and that's a very strong. NASDAQ was up as well. I don't want to get too technical. It's not a business show, but the essence of it is that there are some good economic signs, and that's good news for Christmas. Why wouldn't we want to have good news at Christmas time? Coming up on 21 After the Hour, as you listen to today's Doug Steffens Good Day program.
Get Macy's after Christmas prices now during our biggest sweater, coat, and boot sale of the season. Outerwear for her and him from Kenneth.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now, online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This is a huge song.
Yeah.
and has been covered. He wrote it and first performed it sometime in the 70s, I think.
Uh-huh.
Has been covered by everybody from Neil Diamond to Willie Nelson to Bon Jovi.
Uh-huh.
Appeared in the movie Shrek, even.
Really? Service. We have a daily video of the day at DougStefan.com, and this is a special performance of that. Please look at it. Today's video of the day at DougStefan.com, one of those that features dogs eating at the table. They're all dressed and seem to have human hands. It's a Christmas version, Christmas feast hosted by a cat. You know you want to see this video of the day today at DougStefan.com. Our Christmas star of the day will be Byron Goggin coming in the next half hour. Just a moment or two for a joke from Jimmy Fallon from last night.
Another poll came out about the 2016 presidential election, and while it's bad news for Vice President Joe Biden, turns out only 2% of voters would actually want him to be president. Even worse, most of those 2% is my writing staff. This is very interesting. According to another poll, 49% of Americans approve of former President George W. Bush, which is a 14% increase since he left office. Then Obama said, I don't get it. I leave my office all the time. It's not helping me at all. I mean, I haven't been in the White House since St. Patrick's Day.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Katrina VandenHeuvel of The Nation. Coming right up, since the Republican House of Representatives wouldn't vote on a Senate-passed immigration bill, should President Obama have gone ahead unilaterally?
Today, my new dad threw a barbecue.
I burnt everything.
And then we played catch.
I broke Mr. Lewis's window. And then, somehow, my hand.
My hand! And then my dad even let me drive his car.
The hospital's on the right!
It was a rough day.
It was a great day.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of kids in foster care will take you just as you are. For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for VandenHeuvel and Lowry. President Obama said that his executive order on immigration was essential since the House of Representatives wouldn't even vote on the popular Senate bill.
18 months since the Senate passed comprehensive immigration legislation.
With 68 votes.
The president laid out tough, fair, practical immigration reform. There was a fierce urgency of now as well. He needed to respond to the coalition of Rising America, and he did so. I think people like Rand Paul and Rob Portman are right to caution their colleagues in the Republican Party to focus on fighting policy is going to help the Republicans and not on fiery rebuttals.
This was an enormous issue in the midterm elections, and people voted the other way. And that's the way it works in a democracy. First 2 years in his administration, he almost has carte blanche to do anything he wants. Actually, you know, legally, through the legislative process, he doesn't do it. He could have done this before the election if it was so urgent. Why didn't he do it? Because of the polls. So this is a real cynical act on his part, and one he has no authority to undertake.
That is wrong.
Clearly
unconstitutional. Let me just say,
I'm Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute, today with The Nation Magazine's Katrina VandenHeuvel and The National Review's Rich Lowry.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite hosts and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio, now at your fingertips.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now 33 at the hour, 27 before the new hour on Christmas Eve.
We take a walk.
2014.
The sun is shining down.
How many Christmas cards did you send this year, Kenny?
None yet.
None yet. None yet. I don't send out Christmas cards and haven't for a long time. Meredith did a number of them and I mailed them yesterday. It was kind of cool to see all the people. I've got a really a very interesting and a good story about the Postal Service, and you don't hear me very often, nor do you hear anybody actually very often give kudos to the Postal Service. The USPS, as they are called, big advertisers this year, heard their spots everywhere. They delivered 28.2 million packages yesterday.
Wow.
Breaking its own record for the most parcels ever delivered in a single day. The Postal Service has been in business, in a manner of speaking, it's been in existence, I don't know if they call it in business or not, for 237 years. The number of packages went past the record that they set a week ago. Remember, we were talking about, I think it was last Monday, as a matter of fact, they had delivered 27.9 million packages, and then they went to 28.2 yesterday, 10% increase over the same day last year, and 9% higher than the busiest day of last year. So day to day, it was 10% higher, 9% higher than the busiest day through the whole holiday season. Now, what's going on with UPS and FedEx, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera? Both UPS and FedEx say they haven't looked at their stats yet. They expect more people to shop online, and therefore they're handling increased demand. But what does that say about the parcel service? Because they don't handle any of that stuff for people online. Does anybody who buys online ship on the Postal Service? I don't know of any. I may be wrong.
Amazon does.
Amazon uses the Postal Service?
Yes.
I thought they used UPS.
We have gotten a ton of packages from Amazon this week from the post office.
Really? Mm-hmm. So the post office must have gotten, somebody got smart at the post office and went to Amazon and said, we'll make a deal. We'll make you a deal. We're six or seven or how many billion dollars in the hole is the Postal Service now?
It's so
like
lot.
Six or seven is 40. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's now gone beyond counting. But at any rate, that's smart business. And I will tell you something. Yesterday in the post office in Santa Monica, there's a little post office that I go to in Santa Monica, They have three windows. There were, when I walked through the door, there were 34 people in the line, and I thought to myself, but I had to get these. I got to get them in the mail, and I had to get some stamps. So I stood. We had some pleasant conversation with the people that were around me, and the fellow I was watching this guy work. There were two. There were, as I walked through the door, there were three people. I thought, okay, this is not going to be so bad. Within 2-3 minutes, both of the other people, two of the three folks at the counter left. And it wasn't clear why they left. They just left, leaving this one fellow to handle everybody in the line. Thinking, okay, what kind of management is this? The day before Christmas, and all of these people want to ship their packages at last minute, yada, yada. This guy was the most, and I said this to him when I went up to the window, you're the most pleasant, you're the most competent person I have ever seen, and I think I think really and truly I meant that. I don't remember ever anybody in the post office, most of the time, especially in Santa Monica, you get these, it's like the United Nations, people that can't speak English from everywhere in the world. The equal opportunity employment stuff is great, except when you need counter service, you need to be able to explain what it is that you want and not have somebody come back with a yin-yang. And that is more often than not what I've experienced in Santa Monica. And I tell you, it isn't pleasant. And most of the people grumbled in the lines, but oh, yeah, it's the government, blah, blah, blah. Well, it isn't really the government, supposedly. But this guy, he was pleasant. He was very fast and very, it was like he was working for somebody else. And so I said to him as I walked up, I looked at him and I smiled. I said, you are very competent and very friendly. And congratulations and Merry Christmas to you. And he looked at me and he said, thank you, in a kind of surprised way. And I said, what happened to the other two people that were working here? He said, well, one of them went on lunch break and the other went on coffee break. I looked at him, I said, at the same time? He just looked at me, smiled, rolled his eyeballs, and just kept working. You know, that's, you know, and there's the good and the bad, okay? The good is this guy was really good. The bad is that the people that manage these places are so incredibly inept. Who in their right mind running a business that you want to be successful and you've got three opportunities to do business with the public and you send away two people and there's nobody back up in the back room or you can't wait 10 minutes to give the guy's coffee break while the other guy goes on lunch break or vice versa? Have you got no common sense whatsoever? But it was all mitigated. Everything was okay because this man who was working with everybody was very pleasant and happy, and it was obvious he liked what he did. And he was good at it. And honestly, I ask you, how many times have you gone to the post office lately? And when I say lately, okay, let's make it the last year, when you really felt your business was appreciated and the person behind the counter knew what the heck he or she was doing. I can't tell you. I use post offices. There's 3 or 4 post offices around where I live in Massachusetts that I use with regularity. And it looks like the people there are just going through the motions. I remember, as a matter of fact, one fellow, the Framingham Center post office, had a guy that had been there for a long, long time. And one day I was in getting stamps, and I looked at the calendar next to him, and he put X's on the calendar. I said, what do those X's mean? He said, one less day I got to work here. Wow. Now, Kenny, can you imagine spending your time working with me and looking at the calendar every morning and putting an X on it, one less day I got to work with Doug?
No.
I mean, there are some people who have over the years. Maybe you would go there, but I just am amazed. Okay. No. So I didn't ask you. Let me ask Kara whether I know she's working with some technical stuff. Kara, do you happen to have that audio from the Glendale Elks? Is that something that we can use now, or do I have to wait for a minute or two? All right, so I'll give her a couple. Let me set this up. Or, Kenny, maybe you've done a little research on this. I was listening to, I think it was KBC. It was either KFI or KBC yesterday afternoon, driving around here in Los Angeles from visits to my daughter. I went up there a couple times yesterday to the hospital. And, by the way, Miles Stephen Fisher is doing well. We're going to have some pictures to put up of him being held by the various members of the family. I think there's a picture of Meredith holding the baby and me holding the baby and Megan and Matthew, her husband. This has been a wonderful couple of days, and I've tried to be understated about it because my daughter's pretty understated about it. But it's nice having just everybody sort of together and enjoying this sort of thing. What a great Christmas present. Anyway, so the Glendale Elks here in suburban Los Angeles, not having a very Merry Christmas. Last weekend, there was a Christmas party for about 40, 45 police officers, as near as I can tell. And this is not something that was sponsored by the Elks. It happened that somebody who belonged to the Glendale Elks asked to rent the hall, which they summarily do. So they rented the hall, and all these policemen were there having a Christmas party. And there was, as near as I can tell, this fellow was an impressionist. He was actually performing. Was this a video that was shown on a screen, Kenny, or was this actually performed at the event? I wasn't clear on that.
It was performed at the event, and someone who was offended started recording it, I think, on their phone.
Right.
Because no one was objecting. They couldn't believe it, so they started to record it.
Right. What it is a parody on Bad, Bad Leroy Brown, but the words have been changed to reflect Michael Brown. Michael, not Michael Brown. Well, it was Michael. Why did I just lose his name? It was the kid that was killed in
Michael Ferguson. Brown.
It was Brown. That's right, too. Okay. Mm-hmm. So this is Bad, Bad Leroy Brown redone as a parody by somebody at the Glendale Elks party. But again, it's not an Elk-sponsored event. It was an event for police officers. So tell me what you think of this audio. Of it. This is not a Christmas. This just shows you how badly, what horrible judgment people have. I mean, the fact that these were police officers together having a Christmas party, and somebody thought this would be amusing. The baddest thug in town, the deadest thug in town, shot up like Swiss cheese. That's what I got sort of as I was writing down some of the lyrics, because I can't find the lyrics printed anywhere. Kenny, can you?
No, it's,
can you imagine? Stupid. Can you be? And to think that somebody's not going to be offended, and in this day and age, not going to get out their phone and record this? And this is the kind of judgment, again, that we're calling into question. Nobody's saying every police officer is bad, but any police officer who is associated with this, who thought this was amusing or thought it was appropriate, you got rocks in your head. It doesn't work. It wasn't funny. Never mind funny. Even if Michael Brown was a horrible human being, and some of you think he got what he deserved, maybe, maybe not. But still, the baddest thug in town, the deadest Michael Brown, shot full of holes like Swiss cheese. What are you thinking? Am I right or wrong?
No, it's horrible.
Ah, good God. All right, let's change this up here because I couldn't let that go without it somehow or other being at least presented, whether it goes away or comes back again later on. Just something that is so incredibly inappropriate that it didn't hurt, I think, to have that because it's, again, a reflection on how these people think. Anyway, Byron Goggin from the band Small Town Poets is going to join us in a couple of minutes as our Christmas star of the day here on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. Hurry in to find amazing gifts for everyone on your list. There's still time to get perfect gifts at prices you'll love, like a $100 iTunes gift card for only $85 and a Keurig 2.0 brewing system with 42 K-cups for just $129.98. Plus, find plenty of great stocking stuffers and gifts under $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
On the best days of Christmas, Ulta Beauty gave to me a 12 fragrance gift set, 11 SP polished and dollar glitter.
shiny gift card. Our skin protects the seven sealant glosses. Risky that's signed by Benefit 5. Urban Decay Naked Palette. Four living through care products. Three Daisy Green perfume. Toothpaste cosmetic. And one luxury bathrobe. Three with $40 fragrance for just one tie glass. Hurry in for the best beauty deals and gifts of the season. Ulta Beauty. Gift gorgeously.
Here we come a rustling among the leaves so green. Here we come a wandering so clear to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you you're welcome too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year. And God send you a happy new year.
One of my favorite secular songs, the What Sales song. For Christmas, Byron Goggin is the drummer for Small Town, band Small Town Boys. And he's here with us today, and good day. Merry Christmas, Byron. Welcome. Do I have Byron? Hello, Byron. Apparently you don't have Byron. So, but he's our... All right, let's just listen to a little more of his song. Byron, do I have you?
Yes, I'm here.
Good. Okay, nice to have you here. Merry Christmas, sir.
Thanks. Merry Christmas to you as well.
Thank you. Tell us the story of Small Town Poets.
Small Town Poets, in a nutshell, three of us went to high school together in a small town in South Georgia, Tiston, Georgia. That is a small town of Small Town Poets. And we started this band when I was in the 10th grade. That was quite a few years ago now. We waited till I graduated high school. The other two guys were 2 years ahead of me, and two other classmates were in the band at that point. When I graduated, we moved to Atlanta, to the big city, and I kind of started a more full-time push, and probably did almost 200 dates a year, live shows, just booking ourselves and selling independent projects, until we were signed to our first record deal. In the early 90s, and then in the mid 90s, the record deal that kind of took us to a more national place. So, to tell you the honest, quick story here, I left the band in 1998 after 11 years, and pursued other options, which I didn't really want to. It just felt like what I was supposed to do. I couldn't escape the pull, I believe, that was from God that says there's something going on here and you need to listen to me. And again, to be quite transparent, I was becoming an entitled individual and my mentality was changing. I started into this thing with a great outlook, with a great purpose, with a great plan. And I felt like that's what God had for me for the rest of my life. You know, somehow in the public eye and as a musician, it somehow starts to become about you, and that's not what I was made to be. So I left, and I figured that out. And what never changed was the desire to be with those guys. We were family, and our joy, our greatest joy, was being together and sharing our experiences with others to try to make a difference in their lives and what God can do for them. So that time away just made the reality grow stronger that this can be done. And so many people do it well. They remain true to who they are. And that's something that I had to learn the hard way.
Christmas Time Again is the band's second Christmas album. They've been together for a couple of decades. This is the first time in 16 years the whole band was in the studio together when they recorded this. This is the title track from Christmas Time Again. Small Town Poets, Best Rock Gospel Grammy nomination, Dove Award nominations, really very nicely done Christian music group. They had a crowdfund through the site Pledge Music, and that's how they become another crowdfunding success story. God love you, and thank you for this music. Very nicely done. You can check it out at smalltownpoets.tv, smalltownpoets.tv. Another tune from this Christmas band, Christmas Time Again, is Joy to the World, their version of that, which we will finish with as our conversation time with Byron Goggin is over. But if you want to check out their music, if it feels good to you, go to smalltownpoets.tv.
Let every heart prepare his
waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Now 53 at the hour, Tech Talk time here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And because it's Christmas, last-minute gift ideas, help from Shelley Palmer, who's our reporter when it comes to technology. He really knows his way around. So he's done some research, and he's going to talk with you about some tech gift ideas if you are a last-minute shopper. Coming right up here on Good Day.
T'was the night of the holiday party, when all through the house, she was dancing and primping, getting ready to pounce. Her lashes were fierce, her lips bright red, while dashing curls danced round her head. With delightful fragrances from Ulta in hand, perfume for her besties, and cologne for her man, she sprang to her feet, slipped on her heels, and to the party she went with the best fragrance deals.
With all things beauty all in one place, Ulta has the perfect fragrance for everyone on your list. Get a luxury bathrobe free with any $40 fragrance purchase, while supplies last. Ulta Beauty, gift gorgeously.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, it's Christmas Eve, which means many of us are scrambling for last-minute holiday gift ideas for our family and friends. If you're stuck in this position, you're either a major procrastinator or just not sure what to buy for that last person on your list. If you're like me, a lot of your friends are heavy into tech, but already have everything they could ever want. So what are you supposed to buy them? Think digital. They may already have the latest tablet or smartphone, but it's always a great idea to give them content for a portable media player. Gifts like Netflix or Hulu Plus subscriptions or even a year of Amazon Prime give them all the video content they could ever ask for. Even if they already subscribe to these services, these gifts will save them money down the road as they can add your gift to their current plan. For the techie who has everything, why not help them plan for the future? Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Steffen's Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Hi, welcome to Helzberg Diamonds.
Hi there. We'd like to look at engagement rings. Wait, is that the Geico Gecko?
Oh, hello. I'm just admiring this lovely diamond solitaire ring.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Well, that was easy. Now, who thinks it's a good idea to save money on their car insurance?
I do.
I do.
Wow. I think we just had a wedding rehearsal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
According to data compiled by Wakefield Research for ForeverMark, 94% of Americans confirm a deep connection between handholding and long-term relationships. So what better gift is there to give this holiday season than a bit of something that sparkles
on that special someone's hand. Forever Mark's jewelry and trends expert Adelaide Polk Brumman has some advice on the latest jewelry gifting trends for the season.
Need a hand with a meaningful gift idea this holiday season? According to data compiled by Wakefield Research for Forever Mark, hand-holding is the key to long-term love. Jewelry and style trends expert Adelaide Polk Bauman.
Nearly 94% of Americans feel that holding hands actually makes their relationships stronger. We were so inspired by this survey that we created a social media project using hashtag HoldMyHandForever. You can upload a photo of you holding hands with a loved one to bring awareness to this campaign.
The study also revealed a back-to-basics jewelry trend among millennials.
The top trends that we're seeing for holiday include rings, bangles, ear cuffs, my favorite of which being the diamond bangle. Millennials are going towards lasting gifts of quality that have been responsibly sourced. It's not surprising to see Forever Mark diamonds at the top of that list.
To find out more about diamond trends, the Hold My Hand Forever campaign, or find a Forever Mark retailer near you, go to forevermark.com.
Your customers are your most valuable asset. So if you run a business that stores customer data, that is, personally identifiable information, including credit cards and social security numbers, you have to protect it, especially if you want to stay in business. Barracuda Networks has more than 150,000 customers worldwide who trust our security and storage solutions to do just that. Keep them open for business. Reclaim your network. Visit barracuda.com/open to learn more.
All right, so we've been talking about the success the post office has had, and UPS has had, and FedEx has had. Google talking about same-day delivery in select U.S. cities of toys, for example. The same-day delivery service has jumped 50% this season, Kenny, from last year, from the period Thanksgiving to Christmas. It's called Google Express. One of the ways the company is trying to retain customer attention and advertising for search results is more people go directly to sites like Amazon to find items for quick delivery. So are they using, they have an, Amazon's the one that said they're going to use drones. What's Google? How's Google delivering on the same day?
I hadn't even heard that they were doing that.
Yeah, that's what I found pretty interesting, that they're doing a same-day delivery of toys and stuff. Not everywhere, but cities where they have their technology all straight and buttoned up, as they say. We're buttoning up another hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Happy and Merry Christmas. 59 after the hour from Good Day.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.